This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's one of those good-to-have problems if you're running a business. Your product is crazy popular, so popular that word of mouth is basically the only advertising you need. People are willing to pay top dollar, and demand 2 years after you launched is still through the roof. Of course, with such success comes a desire to scale to maximize your reach, which in turn presents its own challenges. That is the enviable dilemma the producers of Hamilton find themselves in. They've got shows going in New York, Chicago, and L.A., and are starting rehearsals in London. Jason Bazett is the production supervisor for Hamilton, all of them. It's his job to make sure everything is ready when the curtains go up. He's been with the show since the beginning, so when I talked to him, I asked him what he knows now that he wishes he knew back then.
Well, when we started on Broadway, we didn't staff up enough. Because ultimately what we realized is that Hamilton is a incredibly physically demanding show. And we sort of treated it like you treat every other Broadway show, which is you have a certain amount of offstage people that cover the onstage people.
Covering, you mean like understudy for
like
and
understudies,
stuff like that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. What we call, some people we call swings because they go on for the ensemble, and other people we call covers or understudies that go on for principals. And we had probably six people offstage. Mm-hmm. And what we realized is that because the show is so physically demanding that the onstage people, they are more inclined to get hurt or exhausted or be out. So now we have like 12 people offstage.
Yeah. I have to tell you, when I saw it a couple of weeks ago here in L.A., I was blown away by how dynamic it was on stage. I mean, there's a lot of moving around and jumping and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the ensemble never leaves the stage, really. Yeah. I mean, they have a problem, you know, finding a place to go to the bathroom in the middle of the show if they have to.
I hadn't thought of that, but yeah. You also use something called universal actors, is that right? Tell me about that and how that works.
Yeah, we call them universal swings.
Swings.
The swings are like an ensemble person who is offstage. Like a male swing will learn six different ensemble tracks on stage. Yeah, exactly. It's not easy.
Because there's so much motion. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is a little crazy. It takes a unique person to be a swing, an incredibly organized person to be a swing. What we also found is that as we opened a couple of extra shows, what we thought would be a good thing to have in our back pocket would be to have someone who could travel to any show at any given time. And that becomes an even more specialized sort of swing in that there are tiny nuanced differences between the New York show to the Chicago show to the LA show. And a universal swing basically has to know what those differences are.
And is it a thing where they'll get a call on a Tuesday afternoon and say, you need to be in Chicago by curtain time tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a circumstance where we had somebody get injured, somebody was on vacation, and somebody else was out for whatever reason in Los Angeles. And we called an actor, I think it was at 10 o'clock on a Friday night to say, I called the actor to say, how do you feel about having an adventure this weekend? And this actor was so amazing that she just said, well, that's the job, isn't it? And I said, that's exactly right. It is the job. Get some sleep. We're sending a car for you at 4 o'clock this morning so you can be ready for a matinee in L.A. if you need to be.
This is a bigger picture question and not probably even remotely in your control, but is there a finite number of productions of this thing that you can see around the globe eventually?
That is a good question. I don't know what that is. It's funny. I was just sitting at dinner with an incredible producer the other night, Cameron McIntosh, who did Les Mis, he did a lot of, of course, you know who he is. But I at one point turned to him and it said, at the height of Les Mis, how many productions did you have out?
Yeah.
And he said 16.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
It was a record at that moment. But he then turned to me and said, I think Hamilton will have more.
Wow. Your job would be a nightmare.
Well,
you think?
Depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Well, yeah.
I can't complain. I love my job.
Jason Bazett, he is the production supervisor for Hamilton. Jason, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.